Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. This is Sister Debbie. Welcome to Royal Daughters. Today we're going to be talking about the love of God and being created to have a love of with God. You've been created to dwell with God, to be in his presence. If this is God's intentions, that you might walk with him and be with him and dwell with him. You were made for this. Come on, everybody, say, I was made for this. Let's go ahead and start with a word of prayer. Dear Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you, Father God, giving you praise and glory and honor, God, asking you, Father, just to begin to cleanse us and to purge us and to purify us, God, from all unrighteousness. Righteousness and from every sin, any sin, anything that would hinder this love relationship. We ask you just to pour out your love on us today, God. We thank you that you love us according to 1 John 10, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father God. Lord God, it's not that we loved you, but you loved us and gave Jesus Christ as a sacrifice for our sin. Amen. Paraphrasing. But my God, your word is good. We thank you for 1 John 4:19, Father God. We love because you first loved us, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. It's not that we loved you, but that you loved us, and we love because you love. Oh, my God, it's all love. The Bible all says in 1 John 4, God, that God is love, and so we understand that God is love, and you said that you want us to keep Hadamoshi. You want us to keep ourselves. We're to keep ourselves in the love of God. We're to dwell in love and to be in love and to walk in love. God, it's all about your love, and yes, we're created in your love, and we give you praise. In the name of Jesus. And when we talk about the word created, let's talk a little bit about the word about being made to love God, created to fellowship with God, to be with God, to dwell, hallelujah, with the Lord Jesus, amen. And so as I even sit down now to begin to share, amen, I just want to share out of my heart today. I do have several scriptures that I have can get to, but I'm going to go ahead and begin to share, amen, and let the Lord do this, amen. So praise God. I want to, you know, not only, yes, I want to share the love of God with you today, but I want to give you, get in revelation that you were created to walk with God. You know, every time fear shows up and negativity shows up, honey, that's the devil. Cast him out. He ain't got nothing to do with you and Jesus' relationship. You're created to walk in love with God every day. The Bible says to love the Lord thy God with all of thy heart, with all of thy soul, with all of thy mind. My prayer is that God would so feel that the presence of God would come into you, would be able to tangibly feel the presence of God and realize that God has called you to walk in his love and in his presence. And honey, that you seek ye first the kingdom. We, come on. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all things will be added unto us, but that we are so filled with this love that people come around us and they feel the love of God. But I'm asking that we would experience it first. God, let's say, come on, say, God, let me experience your love. God, let me experience it, Father God. Let me be a channel of your love, God, but I'm a recipient of it. Yes, it's God, it's all around us, honey. God is love. He created the world. Come on. Everything he made is beautiful. Everything he made is lovely. God is good. There is no evil in him. He's the good one. He's the holy one. He's the just one. He's the eternal one. Amen. And so God created us in his image and his likeness. He created us to be love children, children of love, those that are to display his love to the world. Anytime where hatred is and deception, deceit, it ain't of God. That's the devil. That's the enemy. That's the one who wants to come between you and Jesus, a relationship, honey. But God wants your relationship with him tight. Come on, y'all, say, God wants my relationship with him tight. Amen. God wants us to be consumed with his love and kept in his love and to perceive his love, honey. He wants it coming out of us. Amen. It says that the love of God is shed in your heart by the Holy Spirit. Amen. And then the Bible says that faith works by love. And see, it's all love. God wants to come on, step into love. Come on, walk with him. Walk in love. Be full of the Spirit. Speak in love. Come on, speak into yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Don't you know those psalms and hymns and spiritual songs come from a loving Father, comes from God who is love. And so God wants us to be filled with his love. And so even now, as I'm here and I'm looking for scriptures, amen, God, I'm pulling now. I'm looking for scriptures about the love of God, amen. So bear with me here a little bit as I begin to gather scriptures on the love of God. Holy Spirit, lead me by thy Spirit, Father. Thy Spirit is good. And so I give God praise. There's a scripture that blesses my heart, and I'm really torn between two. I'm going to tell you the truth. That it's one. God, it says, the one I love calls to me, honey. And that's what I love about this scripture, is because God has already calling you right now. It's God that's calling you. It's even God, if you're listening to this, then God is calling you right now to listen to this, because the love of God constrains us. It's the love of God that draws us to him. That's the way he operates. That's the way he moves. That's why when you repent, honey, he's already ready to forgive you and draw you back into his love, because that's where you belong. Matter of fact, one of the words for repentance means to return to the penthouse, return to the upper place, come to the place where you were created to dwell. You weren't created to dwell in no sin. Tell sin, let's say sin, get back. Come on, I was created to dwell with God. Amen. Another scripture. When I think about the love of God, Song of Solomon. Now, that was Song of Solomon 2 and 10. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so now I'm going to go to Song of Solomon 1, 2, one of my favorite verses. Amen. I love this verse. It says, let him smother me with kisses, his spirit kiss divine, so kind are your caresses. I drink them in white like the sweetest wine. Amen. Ooh, your presence releases a fragrance so pleasing over and over poured out, for your lovely name is flowing oil. No wonder the bride-to-be adore you. Draw me into your heart. We will run away together into the king's cloud-filled chambers. And so God doesn't want anything to come in between you and his love. My God, we can talk about it. It's in Romans, y'all. Come on. Here we go. Here's a text. You guys want to take it to Romans 8. Come on. How much does God love me? How much does he love me? Honey, he's always loving you. As a matter of fact, the Bible says he loved you with an everlasting love. I need everybody, let's go to Romans and find out about this love of God. Let's begin to investigate a little bit. Let's look into it. Let's peer into it. Matter of fact, the Bible says, oh God, let no veil. This is in the Song of Solomon, Brian Simmons interpretive or translation. There's no veil between us. So God, we don't want a veil between us. Let nothing come between us. Matter of fact, Jesus came to rip the veil that we could have fellowship with all God, my Lord. And God says, the beloved of God. And so as I go on over now, my brothers and sisters, amen, those love, beloved of God, those who are loved by God and championed, oh, he kisses you with the kisses of his mouth. Let it be so according to his word even now. And as I'm going over to Romans, God bless you. Thank you for your patience. Amen. I believe it. I'm going to say that it's, there we go, after Acts, praise God. Romans 8, here we go. Listen, Romans 8, 35 says, what shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Understand that nobody can judge you. Honey, God loves you. He's always loved you. Matter of fact, when he sent Jesus into the world, he said, I didn't send Jesus into the world to what? To condemn the world, but to save the world. Honey, that love is here to save you. He wants to wrap you in his arms. He wants to smother you with kisses and say, you're mine. Come on. And so we find ourselves saying, God, will you be mine? Amen. His banner over me is love. Amen. Verse 35 says, who? Come on, I want y'all to get this in your spirits. Let's all receive the word of God. He says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulations or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? Come on, y'all, let's get this in our spirit. As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to the slaughter. Read it again. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. Read it again. For your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, verse 37, no, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I'm sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. We have to realize that God's started this thing of God is love, and then God made us, created us in his image and his likeness, amen, to be recipients of his love, but also congruent of his love, to be vessels of, so I'm trying to say vessels of his love, amen, to pour it out, to let the world taste and see that the Lord is good. Come on, God wants us to taste and see. Come on, body of Christ, let's just cast away all fear, all doubt, all unbelief, all sin, any weight that would keep us from the love of God, walking in it, dwelling in it, receive it. And so my prayer right now, amen, is that you would receive the love of God. And for those of you who don't know Jesus, honey, Jesus is love. The Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting love. So there's the God who loves you. There's a God that wants to know you. There's a God that wants to have relationship with you. I know mama didn't get it right. Daddy didn't get it right. Auntie and grandma didn't get it right. Not that they didn't want to get it right. They just weren't God. Their love just wasn't perfect. You needed the perfect love. They were to introduce you to him. And so God raises up those preachers of the gospel. Hallelujah. Who have beautiful feet. Come on. We're here to share the gospel and tell you the truth and tell you that God has always loved you. Honey, that was the message he was trying to get to you. And so God raises up men and women of God. Some of you were raised in godly homes. Amen. You understand that God is love and God loves you. Some of you are coming back to Jesus Christ again, even for the first time. Come open up your heart and repent. Say, God, I repent of being distant from you, distant from your love. God, I find there is no other way. You are the way, the truth, and the life. There is no other way to the Father but by you. God, I thank you. God, draw me to your love. I say yes to your love. I'm here now. I'm loving you. I'm ready to love you back, Jesus. And so the Bible says in Romans 10:9, Holy Ghost, have your way. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The Bible says, because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Verse 10. Come on. We're one of those who, when we dedicate our life to the Lord, read it. Let's read 10. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. And I welcome you to the body of Christ. I welcome you to the family of God. And if you were backslidden, come on home. We welcome you back to home. Come on, Daddy loves you. He kisses you with the kisses of his mouth. May he smother you with his love today. May you meditate on his word day and night and find out how much God loves you. He loves you with an everlasting love. He's for you and not against you. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. God's thoughts towards you are good and not evil to give you a future and a hope. Come on, I need y'all to meditate on the love of God, because this is how God feels about you. These are God's thoughts about you. God wants you to perceive the love of God all day long, and even in nature, the things he's made and the people that are around you, and a baby smile and flowers and all the lovely things, your neighbor, come on, your boss, come on, when you God pays you, gives you a paycheck, and hallelujah, when God, even when you don't even sense anything, God is still there. He's Yahweh Shammah loving you, letting you, drawing you to him, and those of you who are hurting, God wants to heal you and let you know he's the healer, honey, the healer too. God is everything, and so I can only leave you with him. I want to leave you with Colossians so you'll know God's everything, honey. When you're up and when you're down, when you're in and when you're out, God is always loving you. He's the same. Oh my God, he doesn't change. God's thoughts towards you are good and not evil to give you a future and a hope. And God wants you to know this, my God. That's right. But no one can lay a foundation other than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. He is life. He's a foundation. He's the architect. He's the lover of your soul. And so I want you all to know that in the name of Jesus, according, yes, God, according, not about Shikorama Soya. Oh, let me give you some love scriptures before I go to Colossians 3. Let me give you some love scriptures. Amen. This is how God is. It's who he is. It says, God says in 4, love is patient, come on, and kind. Love is patient and kind. Love is not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It's who God is. Come on. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. And so our Father, come on, the Bible, rest of it says, as for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away. Verse 13, I'm skipping down to 13 now. So now faith, hope, and love abide, these three, but the greatest of these is love. And so God wants us to dwell in the love of God. God wants to keep ourselves in the love of God. And like I want to say, and I'm asking the Holy Spirit to lead me, listen, you all, on your own, I want you guys to read Colossians 1, 15 through 20 to realize that God is everything and everything was made for him and by him. And then if you realize that, we realize that God is everything, honey, you ain't even going to be thinking about nothing else. You realize God owns everything and it all belongs to him and it's all him. Come on. He's all love. We created to walk in his love. I don't want you to spend your time chasing rainbows and silhouettes. Come on. I want you to experience the true and living God, fall in love with him and walk out in your purpose and walk out your destiny. But it comes from relationship and connection with him. So let's make that connection today. The Bible says faith. Come on. Faith operates through love, love by love. That's how it operates. My faith is now. My God. And so it takes faith. God will give us the measure of faith. Amen. To love him back. Come on, everybody. Let's open up our hearts today to receive the love of God, to dwell in the love of God, to walk in the love of God, to love our neighbor as ourselves. Let's ask God. God, help us to love today. Help us to receive our love today. Your love today. Baptize us with your love. Baptize us with the Holy Spirit. Change our lives today. Renew us in love today, God. When we didn't experience love as a child or in our relationships or in our families, God, we ask you just to cleanse all of that, blow all that away, and let us experience the love of God like never before to the day of Christ. Let us be love agents. I speak that on this line. We're going to be love agents. God, Holy Spirit, make us agents of love, agents of change. God, agents of people feeling your presence and your power and your all-consuming love. All they want is Jesus. And then everything else they can kind of wait for because they really want God. Come on. Will they experience the divine love of God? I release it on this line. God, let each and every one of us experience it, God. And we thank you for it, God. In the name of Jesus, God is just loving on you, honey. He's loving on us today. I give God praise and glory for this word. In the name of Jesus, amen. And even as I'm thinking, maybe part two, I'll share more about the love of the Father, amen. Because I love talking about God's love, amen. Praise God. But I'm going to talk about that part next time. I give God glory and I give him praise. Let's open up our hearts and receive all the love of God. Come on, y'all. Everybody open up their hearts. Yes, Jesus, here I am. Let's open up our heart. God, heal that wounded heart, God. Take away that resistance and rebellion, God, that running, and let them trust you and realize you've always loved them from the foundations of the world. And matter of fact, you're calling them on to you now. You created them for this love, and devil, get out of here, lie and wonder. May they now be consumed with the love of God and the presence of God. And we thank you for it because, God, they were created, amen, to receive your love, to walk in your love, and to walk with you. We give you praise and we give you glory. Dwell and be in the love of God. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. God loves you. Take care. Bye. Bye-bye.